Welcome to the podcast episode titled Same Subject, Different Teacher. I want to give you a little backstory. Christine, my wife, and I had we ran a physical workshop place down in Tucson called Tucson Art Academy, and that's why we named our online academy Tucson Art Academy Online. If you have not heard of it, make sure you check it out. We had it for 5 years, and in that time span, we had some great artists come through that I invited, and my wife and I, sometimes I wasn't there for the lectures, and Christine sat in and she just listened to all these lectures. So she's not a painter, by the way, but she listened to all these lectures and she gained so much knowledge from these. So this was a nice perk from the academy, and I sat in a lot of them too. We had like Ken Oster, John Buddhism, Matt Smith, Nancy Guzik, we had Ray Roberts, we had just countless great artists. And I can tell you that fundamentally they all spoke the same language. There wasn't anything quote unquote revolutionary that they talked about. The difference was that each of them had their take, okay? They had their own take on these subject matters, on the fundamentals of value, color, design, and all these things, which was so magical to listen to. What's really important here, the lesson, is that I see some students skipping around and taking workshops from different instructors all the time. I truly believe that if I was you, I would hone in on just a few instructors that really spoke to me, and take as many courses as I can with them, study with them as much as I can, try to squeeze that lemon, if you would, and you will get so much more out of it, because certain artists, even though they're good teachers and good painters, they just don't speak to you as much. So you got to find that instructor or instructor or set of instructors that do, and dive deep in with them. Don't jump around. I really believe that you will just have a lot more benefit from that. It's I know for myself, as I sort of stuck to a few painters that I enjoyed learning from, and I mean, I looked around. Everybody looks around. There's nothing wrong with that, and you should. But as far as getting insight from them is who I mostly stuck with, and that's just my suggestion. It worked for me, and I think it can really work for you. I think it will hurt you if you jump around too much. It's not sometimes. I mean, some artists I might not even heard of, but they're really good teachers, and they gave you some good insight. It's that information that really matters. And there's some good artists that are not good teachers, unfortunately. You know, they're teaching, and it happens. And I've seen this, heard this, and it happens. But the more you look around, you'll find the ones that, again, resonate with you. And stick with those artists. I really, really, truly believe that you will get so much more out of it long term. Also, come over to my website, where I made for you many short video tutorials. These are smaller bit-size video content that explain concepts, ideas, and things that I teach in my own classes.